Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Time now for Side Notes Playoff Edition. Presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Before we get to our playoff predictions, brackets and whatnot, there's something that we would like to talk about. There's been a lot of, since Don Granato's been fired, there's been a lot of talk about why specifically Marty Wilford and Matt Ellis were not let go. And why was Jason Christie let go with Don Granato? And the poor video guy, like I have no idea what happened there, but whatever. Matt Ellis belongs on a coaching staff. He may not be an on-the-bench coach, but he is definitely someone that you would have on the ice or up in the press box as an eye in the sky. Kevin's known him for a long time. He's from Buffalo. He's been around. He belongs inside the organization.
Yep.
Marty Wilford, have we seen any issues with the defense in the last couple of years?
No.
So no. Whether he's back on the bench or not, I know he's very well liked. And the defense has actually done a pretty good job in the last couple of years. So
correct, yeah.
So that's just my take on it. And maybe whoever the next head coach is, maybe Kevin Adams is just going to allow that coach to decide the fate of the next assistant coaches that maybe he hired.
Right.
So, you know, will Matt Ellis be running the power play next year? My guess is probably not.
I think that's why we're bringing up today before we get into our discussions about playoff predictions. Just wanted to address this and give our opinions on it. You know, listen, Marty Wilford has done a really good job with the defense corps. Now, Owen Power has played some good hockey. There's areas of his game that he needs to improve on, but What defenseman at the age of 21 turning 22 doesn't have things to work on? Okay. It's his second full year in the league. He is insanely talented and he will continue to improve. There's areas of his game that he needs to be, that you need to have a conversation and address. Okay. And hopefully they can continue to build off what he has done up to this point in his career. So Marty Wilford is going to be in a situation that the new head coach that has brought in here, he's going to have the ability to pick his own guys, because there's going to be zero head coach, not one single head coach, that will ever come to a team and be told who his assistants are. That's not how this works. I think when Kevin Adams does not let go a Marty Wilford or a Matt Ellis, he sees value in these people, not only in the positions that they're at, but maybe in a different position inside the organization. I can tell you this, Matt Ellis, I played with him. You played with him. I vouched for Matt Ellis back in the day when he played after his first year, and I sat down with Darcy Regier. I had basically said to Darcy that we need players like Matt Ellis around the environment. He's hardworking. He is honest. He is an incredible person. And this is what you want. Your Pominville, Stafford, Vanix, Derek Royce, all these younger players. You want them to be around players like Matt Ellis, because Matt Ellis never worked harder in the gym than, like, he was an incredibly hardworking person. Ellis. And what he's done over the course of his year after hockey is where he becomes more impressive. He is one of the most knowledgeable skill development hockey guys in this area. And he would be sought after if Matt Ellis does get relieved of his duties here in Buffalo. He would be sought after around the league because people know his development and his practice stuff.
But I think, sorry to cut you off, but I think we can both agree that Matty Ellis is not going to ever be relieved of his duties unless Kevin Adams was relieved of his.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I don't mean that like with one comes the other, but I mean, Kevin's not going
to fire. There's a value to Matt Ellis.
Kevin's not going
to
fire. Well, there's also a loyalty also, and there's an understanding of his knowledge. I mean, earlier in the year, I might have been critical of Matt and the power play.
But not no business coaching the power play. I know that. That's on Don Granato absolute ridiculous decision.
Yeah, and so that's kind of where that thought comes from. Like I don't think he goes anywhere. I think he's very valuable within your organization. But I think a new coach will decide who's on the bench with him. So, you know what? I do feel like it's necessary to come to his defense in some regard, because I've listened to people pile on about the power play, and I certainly do not.
Should people be angry with the power play and Matt Ellis? Should people be angry at Matt Ellis for the power play?
Based on numbers, yeah, they probably should.
Absolutely, everybody should. If Matt was sitting in front of me, I'd be like, "Your power play stinks. It's not good. The confidence isn't there." And at the second, and the second thing that would come out of my mouth after I said that is, why the hell are you even running the power play? That's what I would be asking him.
What do you think he would say, honestly?
You've been a penalty kill. You've been an awesome penalty killer your entire career. You've never played on a power play.
What do you think he would have said? What do you think he'd say to that? Probably, no shit. I don't know either.
He would shrug his shoulders and go, "Well, that's the job I was given. And I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities and try and figure this out." And even when things went sour and not playing well, and the power play wasn't working, Matt Ellis would have done an insane amount of video watching other teams and other sequences, and he would have tried to figure that out. Okay. But it just didn't work. But, you know, am I going to blame Matt Ellis for a shitty power play? The answer is no. I'm going to say no. The reason why is I'm blaming it on Don Granato, because Matt Ellis should have never been put in that position to run a power play. That's not his forte.
Mike Pekka's job this year. Just saying. And penalty killing. Mike Pekka could have just run the special teams, and I bet you we make the playoffs.
Yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but... I mean, I just think going back to... You know, Matt Ellis and Marty Wilford, they're extremely well liked. in this organization. They work hard. They're good people, and they have assets to give to the organization. Whether a new coach comes in and he picks all new coaches. The point is, I think that Kevin does not want to lose these people because they can do other things in the organization that can help. They may not be in the same position that they were at, but they could be in the organization in other situations. So that's all I'm saying. I think that's the reason why, in particular, why these two men were not relieved of their duties, because I think deep down inside the head coach is going to make a decision. Anyway,
yeah,
moving on.
I certainly
that's just
want,
our opinion. I'm not trying to sit here
come across as an ass kissing.
Well, that's good point. That's what I was going to say. Simply, it's not an ass kissing.
We simply understand the reasoning behind it. You don't need to clean house to make a statement. So, and Donnie Granato, by the way, is walking away with $4 million. So it's a little bit different of a scenario. It's not anything to get mad about. Missing the playoffs, that's something to be pissed off about. And hopefully next year we will have a bracket to talk about with the Sabres in it. But for now, we do not. So let's do it. Let's do this year's playoff bracket predictions. Because last year, everyone had their brackets picked. And I think less than 1% of the world picked the Florida Panthers to beat the Boston Bruins. I did. So suck on that, I guess.
Yeah, you're the greatest. You're the greatest, Petey.
Well, let's start.
Here, I'm going to pick a team that barely made the playoffs, and that team's going to go and beat the best team.
But there's a lot. But
that's
ask me
ever
why.
Been assembled.
Ask me why. Ask me if it was a fluke,
I don't need
or
to
if
hear
they're
your shitball answer. Oh, because I saw things in the Florida Panthers that I really do believe. Shut up. You got friggin' lucky. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'll give you your props. You called the Panthers from day one. I respect it. I'm still shocked that they beat the Boston Bruins because they
you
were
but you
loaded.
Didn't ask me why I picked them. You just say it's
fluke,
and
it was fluke.
Because last year it was luck. Last year when I made the pick, you were all over me about you actually
stupidest
went off.
Stupidest pick of all time, man. Come on. What are we doing here?
Was it? They were
yes, it was.
They were playing great hockey at the right time. Going down the stretch, they
who was their goaltender?
They were the only team in the league. Hold on a second. This was what factored into it last year. They were the only team to beat Boston twice in the regular season. Of the 10 losses that Boston had or whatever it was.
Yeah. What were the
Florida
analytics on that game?
Florida was responsible for two of them. So
what were the analytics on that game?
Clearly, analytics don't fucking matter.
They do, because you're bringing up two games that they ended up winning throughout the season. There has to be a reason why.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know
why. It was a friggin' fluke. Okay. That's what it is. And I will take that one to my grave, that it was one of the biggest flukes in NHL history that the Boston Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers in the first round when that team was a shoo-in to win the Stanley Cup. They were absolutely loaded in every sense of the word, from the goaltender all the way to the forwards. Disgusting that they ended up losing that. But they did. And that's why the Stanley Cup is so hard to win, because you have to be on the top of your game and you have to win 16 games. And it's really hard. But let's move on to our brackets. You want to do the East or the West first?
Let's start out West with Dallas and Vegas.
There you go.
One seed one and wild card two.
Yep.
What do you got?
We're going to write these down too, eh? Because
write them down. You take fucking notes. I'm not taking notes.
So who you have?
Who do I have and who do I want? That's, I mean, two different things. I want Dallas to win. I think Dallas is going to win. I want Dallas to win. Fuck Vegas. You got your cup. Take your $20 million over the cap and beat it. Fuck off.
I am strongly in the same opinion.
It's as simple as that.
It just, it's so irritating when you have, you know, Mark Stone that just magically appears in a jersey and is ready for the playoffs.
Drives me absolutely nuts the way, and then, listen, it's the ultimate loophole. And I hope we get to a point in Buffalo where we're doing stuff like that to win, carrying that much money over the cap to win. I mean, that would be amazing. But the fact of the matter is, in the meantime, when we're not, you look around the league, it's absolute bullshit. So next, so carry on. I think Dallas is going to win that series anyway.
Dallas has 8 20-goal scorers on their forward line. 8 20-goal scorers on their forward line. They are so deep. Have one of the best goaltenders in the league. And their defense core, they have all the ingredients. They have all the ingredients. They have size. They have guys that defend very well. They have really offensive puck moving guys and Heiskanen. And
so you have Dallas.
You should really set me off with your starting off patting your back on the Florida pick, which is the most ludicrous pick. I can't, like, we're trying to do the other brackets right now for the 2024. And I'm still irritated.
Wait
till
you see the one I have coming up. It's gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind.
Okay, so we got the next one, Winnipeg against Colorado.
This is going to be a sweep. I know Winnipeg did some great things this season. I will say that they have probably the best goalie in the world. They have some really good players. But Colorado is an absolute force. It's a force. You have two MVP candidates on there, like easily MVP. Cale Makar, Nate MacKinnon. Then go down the list from there. They are the better team. And it's going to be easy for them.
It's going to be easy for them.
Well, these are predictions, right? What fun is it if we go the conservative route all the time? Or root.
Well, so you have Colorado winning this. You feel very comfortable with Colorado winning this?
Very comfortable.
Okay. I am not as comfortable as you are. I am going to, can you even bet on Nate MacKinnon? Can you bet on Cale Makar?
Bet against
you do that? Yeah, bet against them. It's like I want to. But it's just, it just seems like not a good move.
You think Nate MacKinnon is going to lose to the Winnipeg Jets in the first round of the playoffs? That guy will himself to win that series on his own. Cale Makar, those two players alone. I'm sorry. Yeah, they have a lot of other good players and they have some good depth. But you have the two best players in the league right there. You have the best forward and the best defenseman. So you're picking Winnipeg.
Man, I like Winnipeg. Okay. I think Winnipeg with some of the decisions that they made at the deadline, I just feel that the team is like a dark horse, but they shouldn't be a dark horse. That's how good they are. Their record clearly shows that they are a much better team than most teams give them credit for. And for me right now, I know how good Colorado is, and I think they are strong. Who has home ice advantage in that?
Colorado has home ice advantage in every series, because whether you're playing in Denver and you got the altitude, or you're coming from Denver where you don't have the altitude,
you're wrong.
Okay,
you're wrong, Petey. Winnipeg has home ice advantage, so take your head out of your ass and quit talking gibberish if you don't know
there's
what's
no
going on.
There's no such thing as home ice advantage anymore. Fuck it.
Yes,
it's
there
like,
is.
No, there's
I'm taking Winnipeg.
Last change
That's
goal.
All
last
I needed
change
to do.
Goal. There
That's
you go.
All I needed to see was the home ice advantage, and they will beat the Colorado Avalanche because they're a much better defensive team in Winnipeg. They have a great group of middle-aged veteran players, and they have the best goaltender in the league, which I think is a major, major factor.
Vancouver, Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go with Vancouver here, I would assume. I mean, I think you have to. Nashville's had a pretty solid season, but I think it's Vancouver. Pretty easy choice. Speed up the process.
It's not an easy
Fuck
choice.
Fuck off. Don't. Oh, here we go.
It's not an easy choice.
Jesus. Just like slow the train down here. We're moving. You're going to stop us on Vancouver, Nashville.
Okay. I'll take Vancouver.
That's what I thought. Edmonton, LA. Think Vegas lost that game on purpose to the Ducks, so they didn't have to face LA or face Edmonton in the first round.
Well, would you rather face Edmonton or Dallas? I would not want to face Dallas. Dallas is a monster. I think it's an absolute monster. They're going in. Dallas is going into the playoffs with an 8-2 record in the last 10 games. They're on fire. I would rather face Edmonton, yes. Because I don't think that they have the same depth as what a Dallas team has.
So Edmonton, LA, who are you taking? I think that's easy. There's a chance LA could win this series.
Listen, I mean,
they were playing great hockey, fired their coach. See what happens when you fire your coach midway through the year when things aren't going well.
I think LA is kind of dirty, man. I mean, they're another team that, even though they are sitting where they are, they make me very, very, very nervous. Can they beat the Edmonton Oilers? Easily. They can easily beat the Edmonton Oilers. I just am not prepared right now to bet against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. And you know, Zach Hyman and the guys that they have on that team. I think they're a strong team. Their goaltending makes me very nervous in Edmonton. Makes me very nervous. I don't know if they have if they have the depth to get by top teams. But how do you bet against Connor McDavid right now? What makes me concerned is how he was sitting out.
To finish the season.
That makes me very nervous.
That's just resting Connor your McDavid, star.
Well, you say that, but is that the reason?
Whoa.
Or does he have, you know, an injury that is keeping him out? So just it's worrisome in a little bit, but I will take the Edmonton Oilers over the LA Kings.
Okay. I have Dallas. You have Dallas. I have Colorado. You have Winnipeg. We both have Vancouver. We both have Edmonton.
So we really didn't. So what did we disagree on? Oh, you have Colorado. I have Winnipeg. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it doesn't always have to be about a disagreement. It's just, we can disagree in the second round.
Yep.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Here's a few things that are coming up at Seneca.
Nikki Glaser, Saturday, April 20th, 8 p.m. at the Seneca Niagara Event Center.
Jay Farrell will be coming here April 26th and 27th.
That's 8 p.m. at the Seneca Niagara Bears Den. Also, here's a country band that everybody loves. They even mentioned Buffalo in one of their biggest hits. Big and Rich will be here at Seneca Allegheny Resort and Casino Saturday, May 25th. And the last one, and Craig's favorite, the Seafood Spectacular at Seneca Buffalo Creek.
Yummy.
And that's available every Thursday. For information on everything else going on at Seneca, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Eastern Conference, Florida, Tampa Bay.
Who's more happy? Who do you think's more happy going into this?
Florida Panthers.
Why is that?
The Panthers.
Why would you say that they're happy with this situation?
Because they're probably
Playing Tampa Bay.
Well, because Tampa Bay is old and tired, I think. I feel like they're old and tired, and that's where Wild Card 1 comes in. Because the last few years...
Old and tired? What are you talking about? Who's old and tired on this team?
They played a lot of games over the last few years. The goalie...
Is Braden Point old?
He's not old.
Nikita Kucherov?
Not old, but these guys have played a ton of hockey over the years.
Victor Hedman had 76 points this year with his eyes closed in 78 games. 76 points in 78 games. Steve Stamkos, you think he's slowing down? He had 40 goals this year.
So are you seeing it the other way? You think
Brennan Hagel, Nicholas Paul, Anthony Cirelli, these are all young guys. They're all young or middle-aged guys. And if they get back Sergachev, who's skating, I mean, this could be a very difficult team to play against.
Well, either way, I'm taking the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, pretty nasty. They're a pretty damn good team too. I mean, goaltending is at a pinnacle in this series. You know, Bobrovsky was one of the top goaltenders in the league this year. I love the jam of and the nastiness of the Florida Panthers because they've played that way all year long. I've watched a number of their games. They're the most exciting team in the league to watch. That being said, they're going to be coming up against a team that is just as scrappy as them, and it's going to be an absolute battle.
Well, we'll see. But that's what I love. That's why I love these two.
I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it's not because I'm disagreeing with you. It's because I believe that the Tampa Bay Lightning have the pedigree. They have the players that are not
old.
Big word
pedigree this week.
Yeah, right. they have a power play that's, you know, one of the top in the league. They have everything. They have the physicality and the toughness. You wanna get angry and throw down. You got Tanner Jeannot, who's right there for the physical side of things. They have the defense core, you know, that's solid and great defenders. Like this team in Tampa Bay, I cannot and will not bet against them. Even though I love Florida Panthers, I just think that there's something about Tampa Bay that is pretty special.
Boston, Toronto. I got to go with the Leafs on this one.
I'm going to go with Boston.
Is that just because you hate the Leafs?
Partly, yes.
Okay, well, then
there's something to do with it.
You should never bet with your heart, right? Isn't that what they say?
Okay. I'm still betting against them because I do not, if there's one top end team in the league that is, I believe that is not put together properly, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, are they fun to watch? Yes. Are they fun to watch a guy, Austin Matthews, go and score 69 goals, almost 70? Is it fun to watch William Nylander, who's extremely dynamic, and Mitch Marner? Is it fun to watch that? Yeah, yes.
I get it.
They're
okay,
a fun
team
to watch. They are not built properly. Their defense is average at best in this league. Average. Their goaltending. Who's their goaltender? Who are they starting with?
They'll start with Samsonov.
That's your guy?
That's probably their guy.
So you feel comfortable going into the season with Samsonov?
Well, I guess we don't have a choice, do we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know who they're going to play. Samsonov this year on the Toronto Maple Leafs had a goals against average of 3.13. His save percentage was not even over 900. It was 0.890. That stinks to high hell. Do you understand? That's the guy that's going to backstop these guys in the playoffs. I don't like it at all. I don't like their goaltending. Toronto Maple Leafs goaltenders stink. They stink to high hell. Okay. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that they have what it takes. I don't think that they have the defense core. Their defense is average at best.
If they go out to Boston in the first round, there's going to be a fucking meltdown north of the border here. Oh my God, there's going to be a meltdown.
But go and look at Boston. Go and look at what they've done this year. They have home ice advantage, which I think is very, very important when it comes to this type of series. Both teams are very similar in how they play. They are very similar in statistics this year. But when you have a David Pastrnak and a Brad Marchand, Charlie Coyle, you know, Charlie McAvoy, these guys have been there and they've done that. Do they have enough depth in Boston? It's going to be a very, very solid battle between these two teams, because it's all about your top players. It's all about, can David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, all the top players produce enough? Okay. You know, you're going to get offense in Toronto. Toronto's just going to be buzzing. But if you can shut down those top guys.
Rangers, Capitals. I mean, you've been very vocal about how terrible the Capitals are. So are we wasting our time spending any time on this?
Yeah, we're not going to waste anyone's time.
Okay.
It is absolute no-brainer. Embarrassing that they're even in.
On three, we'll just say it and move on. One, yeah, two, Rangers, three, Capitals. Capitals.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. Rangers for sure. I actually want the Rangers to win the cup.
Yeah. Rangers are a unit right now, man. With their goaltending, with their defense core that is big and physical, and they have some really beautiful puck movers. Their offense, they have elite game-breaking players. They have pedigree, guys that have won Stanley Cups. Rangers are going to be a tough, tough team to beat. And I tell you this, in the playoffs, they are very focused in New York. I would say this with 100% certainty that they want to blow out Washington and just beat them four straight. They do not want to add more games on to this process. They want to go and spank that team four straight, get the hell out of Dodge, and rest up and let everyone else beat the crap out of each other. So the Rangers are in a really good position right now to go four straight against Washington. They're a no-brainer for me.
Last but not least, Carolina, New York Islanders. I'm just going to get this out of the way because I said it in a previous episode. I'm picking the Islanders for the same reason that I picked Florida last year. I think they were playing good hockey at the right time. I think they have a nice depth to their lineup. A nice mix of players. And they also had success against Carolina in the regular season, beating them twice and losing in overtime once. So,
you know what? I would love to be nothing more to call you an idiot right now, but I really can't. I can't call you an idiot. I think the Islanders are a sneaky, sneaky veteran hockey team that is strong in all areas. Okay, maybe not as strong as the Carolina Hurricanes, the team that they're going to play against. They're not as strong as that team, but they're strong in goal. They have strong defense in the island, and they have some game breakers on the forward line, and they have some veteran guys that have in their bottom six players that are very difficult. That when it comes to playoff time, they're going to be a factor. The Islanders were 8-1-1 their last 10 games of the season. So they went on fire. to get themselves into the playoffs. But I will say this. Carolina Hurricanes are an absolute monster. They are a unit. They will spank the Islanders. They're just too good in every sense of the word. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league. They score goals. They're extremely well coached. And I just think it's going to be overwhelming for the Carolina or for the Islanders. The Carolina is just too strong. It's not a good matchup for the Islanders. So I'm going to go with Carolina in that series.
Well, that's your opinion. I just want to see an upset of some sort. I mean, I think I don't
so
know.
I
where
guess,
else.
So let's just go over this. What would be an upset? That Vegas, would be Dallas. What's an upset? Like I'm picking
one.
Dallas.
There isn't one. There's no upset there.
There's no upset there.
Winnipeg, Colorado, there's no upset there.
There is no upset in
Vancouver,
Winnipeg.
Vancouver, Nashville. Nashville over Vancouver might be a little bit of an upset, but I don't know.
I would agree with that, too.
I don't know that anyone should take Nashville and consider them a pushover.
They're
Edmonton,
not a pushover.
LA,
that's the crazy part about it. Like Nashville is a very, very good hockey team.
Yeah.
They had 99 points, PD, and 47 wins.
I know. People were talking about LA at the start of the year as a cup favorite when they got off to that start.
Right.
So
I do not believe that it is a major upset that if LA beats Edmonton, it is not a major upset.
Yeah.
Like you have
Edmonton
Oilers.
It'll be an upset from the standpoint of McDavid being out of the playoffs.
Right.
That's the conversation. How does Draisaitl McDavid lose? And then, you know, is McDavid ever going to win in Edmonton? All that conversation. That makes it an upset. But LA beating them as a team, I don't find that to be an upset. I think Tampa Bay over Florida would be a bit of an upset. A bit of an upset. I really believe that.
You don't
have to agree. I'm just telling you.
I don't agree with that sentiment. I think that in the wild card positions, you have obviously Vegas and Nashville, and then you have Tampa Bay and Washington. And when I look at Tampa Bay at 98 points, 45 wins, they've had some hiccups this year. I think they're just a team that wants to cruise their way to get into the playoffs, right? Like not really extending this ungodly amount of energy. I just think that this team in general, like they have three guys that have scored over 40 goals. Three guys scored over 40 goals on Tampa Bay. They have multiple, like seven guys that have scored over 20. You know, they have everything. They have everything. They have the defensive centermen. They have the elite offensive guy, centermen.
We've done this before.
Centermen. I mean, they have.
Men
they have,
pluralizes man.
They have great, great defense. Like they have a really, really good team. And I think they're dangerous. I think they're super, super dangerous.
And then the other two, I mean, to me, I think even though I picked the Islanders over Carolina, I think that's an upset. And I obviously Washington over New York would be a massive upset, which by the way, I'm not even going to completely rule that one out. You can't rule anything out.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I don't give a shit what you say.
What would be a bigger upset? Washington Capitals beating the President's Trophy Rangers.
Yeah, that would be the biggest upset. What are we talking about? Or what?
Or
Florida beating Boston.
The Florida Panthers beating Boston. Put up the most points in NHL history. I still think it's Florida over Boston.
Might be Florida over Boston because Florida didn't have a goalie. Washington at least has some confidence in this kid they got playing there right now.
Yeah, he's a freak, man. It's literally the only reason why they're in the playoffs.
Well, sometimes that's all you need. Look at the 99 Sabres, although they would say they were the best team in Sabre history, although that's a debate that we'll always have.
Yeah. Well, Rob Ray doesn't like to hear this, but, you know, the only reason they were in that position is Dominic Hasek.
Ooh, don't say that's Mike Pekka.
Peck's the same thing. He's
No, listen.
He had the best goaltender in the world by far, and he backstopped your team to the playoffs. Period. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Rob.
That'll do it for this edition of
Holy
Side Notes.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
That'll do it for this edition of Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino.
Do it again. With some more energy this time.
That'll do it for this edition of After the...
Better, though. I like that.
That'll do it for this edition of Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close to working with this asshole. That'll do it for Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.
Can I add something? Nothing else comes close to working with you. You have a good day, my friend.